Get a free pair of socks with every pair of work boots. Visit us at Route 28 in Kingston, KencoOutfitters.com. Come on by, enjoy. We really want to be your favorite store.
Now, I've heard of Rocktober, but Socktober definitely takes the cake. So stop by Kenko's for Socktober. Hi, friends. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now on the telephone is Brooke from the High Meadow School. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, it's a pleasure. And the High Meadow School is having a virtual open house. Now, this is an exciting event. Plus, everyone can tour the school from the comfort of their own computer.
Well, they can tour conversations. I don't think we're going to be moving around too much. It's just a Zoom open house with our wonderful administration staff. Yeah.
So what is actually the plan? What's the plan, Brooke?
So on Thursday, October 10th, from 5 to 6 p.m., myself, the Director of Admissions, Retention, and Outreach, so it will be myself, Bonita Chase, who is our CFO, and Michelle Healy, our head of school, and Carrie Zulini, our assistant head of school, will all be basically speaking to interested families about the different processes of becoming a High Meadow family, and parents can and families can learn about tuition, financial aid, our school mission from Michelle, more detailed information about grade-based curriculum, and just basically services offered at High Meadow. And parents will have an opportunity to do a Q&A and ask us specific questions that relate to their family's interests.
Mm. Now, is High Meadow School available and affordable to everyone?
High Meadow School is available and affordable to everyone. Yeah, we have some really incredible scholarship programs, financial aid opportunities for families. And anytime anybody reaches out to me through our website and is interested in touring the school or finding out more information, I'm always happy to engage families and give them as much information as they need.
Now, Brooke, what sets High Meadow School apart from, let's say, an everyday public school?
Well, I think that High Meadow School, actually, we're in our 40th year of progressive education in the Hudson Valley, which is really incredible. So we have a lot of celebrations this year as well for 40 years of progressive education. But the thing that would set us apart from, say, a public school environment is that we're not beholden to, a state mandates for standardized testing. We are able to design a curriculum that is aligned with New York State standards of learning, but is more based in the mission of progressive education. So you'll find a lot of nature-based learning, hands-on, inquiry-based, project-based. So we're able to be more creative and a little more, I'm trying to find the right word, just more creative and child-focused. So because we are smaller classes than, say, a larger school, teachers have an opportunity to really get to know each student and what type of learners they are and really help them to get excited about learning.
And help them excel at what they're good at, which is something that's super important. And, well, I love that High Meadow School has so many different programs also, and you do so many wonderful after-school things and community events. What's coming up on the horizon?
Well, one thing is, we are, for families that, actually, I'm glad you brought up after school, because that is open to the general public. We have amazing after school programming, everything from martial arts, archery, to circus. We have a chess club, and those things are open to families in our community. So that's also a really great way, if you're not ready to kind of make the jump into a new school, is to come and try out some of our after-school programming. That's all on our website. And then coming up, we have Acorn Fest, which is one of our it's kind of our big traditional event that we do every year, and that's coming up on November 9th. And that will have a story journey. I think they're doing Alice in Wonderland in the Woods with some students, which is really exciting.
Oh, cool.
And there's going to be soup and pancakes and lots of fun fall activities. And just the kind of feeling about it this year, doing Acorn Fest in our 40th year, is we really want to celebrate our alumni and just the history of the school.
Oh, that's super cool. 40 years of alumni. So will, let's say, former students be coming?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. We actually just did a highlight piece on one of our former, one of our current parents who graduated from the first High Meadow class.
Wow. No
yeah,
kidding.
So we are doing a lot of alumni outreach. So if there's any alumni listening, please get in contact. We love to talk to you.
Oh, how cool. Now, for the virtual open house, which is on Thursday, tell folks how they can get the Zoom link, how they can get it.
Yeah, absolutely. So what families will want to do is just go on to our website, which is highmeadowschool.org. The first thing that will pop up is the virtual house with an RSVP link. And then you just click on that link. You put your name, the grade level that you're interested in learning about, and some information that you would like us to discuss when we're all kind of doing our welcome intros. And you send that along, and you will receive the link for Thursday.
Excellent. Well, that seems pretty easy. And
yeah.
There's more info on the website?
Yeah, absolutely.
HighMeadowSchool.org is the place to visit for all the questions you may have. And Brooke, thank you so much for checking in with us and telling us all about the virtual open house and what to expect coming up. The Acorn Fest, looking forward to that. And what a cool campus and what a great place for education, the High Meadow School. So, Brooke, thanks for joining us, and I'll see you around town. We got trunk or treating coming up in no time.
We got trunk or treat. We have a lot of, I'm sure we'll see each other at some Halloween situation. But I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show, Rick. We're
always
really big fans of the station.
Always a pleasure. Always is. And all the best with the virtual open house. And we'll talk again soon. I'm sure there'll be another great event that High Meadow School has coming up in the future that we'll get behind and try to get some families out and enjoy. All the best. All the best to you and your crew at High Meadow School and the family at home and all the above.
You as well. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Brooke from the High Meadow School, highmeadowschool.org, for more information about High Meadow School in general. And I just want to say thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to KZE.